Here at the Fuel Ethanol Workshop, I'm with Derek Payne at Novozymes, who gave a presentation during a very well-attended breakout session here at the FEW. And Derek, what was your topic during the session?
I talked about how you could capture the value of laboratory-scale fermentations.
What is your title? What do you do for Novozymes?
Well, I'm a senior research associate in technical service. I'm in the application and tools, and so I help develop tools and applications and services for our customers.
One of the things that you did was you showed them some case studies. Just explain that, what some of the things there were that you told the attendees there.
One of the points I would like to make using the case studies was that there are challenges to laboratory fermentations and getting the data to translate into plant application. And so using the case studies, I was able to show how different times we were able to use laboratory fermentations with our customers and provide value and get them to understand that laboratory fermentations can bring value to their process.
So why is some of the things that you talked about so important for production and operations as far as a plant is concerned?
Well, if you can look at small-scale fermentations and get relevant data that can be used in plant applications, you can basically reduce cost and lower your risk. Basically, you can mitigate risk that you would have if you were trying to implement those at large scale at first. So by doing the smaller scale at first, you basically can predict patterns that you would see in the larger scale previously before implementing it into larger scale. We're talking minimal costs to that, and it's relatively simple to set up these fermentations and actually get relatively good data that can help you understand what your process is doing.
So the concept of it is that you find out what works for you, for your plant.
Correct. You can find out how what kind of process changes will affect, and you can look at different products, different technologies, things of that nature, and sort of see ahead of time what would happen in your plant if you decide to implement those.
Well, how does Novozymes help a plant do that?
Well, we help in several ways. One, we offer our customers a consultation with laboratory services. So if they're struggling with their laboratory fermentations or they want to start up laboratory fermentations in their plants, we'll come in and we'll consult with them. We also have an advanced laboratory seminar that we offer to our customers. And also on the other flip side of that is if you're not interested in running your own laboratory fermentations, we run services where we can run fermentations for you, and depending on your needs.
How new of a concept is this for an ethanol producer?
To be honest with you, it's not necessarily new. It's something that's been done basically since ethanol was born out of the brewing industry. We always have done small-scale brewings like microbrews. I mean, you know, look at the hobby now of people doing their own homebrews and things like that. And that's basically what we're doing here. The difference is that as technology gets better and we understand our fermentations better, we can actually more closely mimic what's going on in the plant, in the lab itself, and so we can get more plant-relevant data.
Well, that in the long run saves money, because then you don't implement things that aren't going to work.
That's right. So by implementing the things in the lab first, you're able to save that time and that effort. And for companies that have short trial times, that have a limited trial times, that they can basically prioritize what they want to trial and when.
Excellent. Now, this is your first time at FEW. What do you think?
It's been a really great experience so far. It's definitely more lively than I was expecting, and it's been a lot of great conversations I've had with a lot of really intelligent people, and it's been a great networking opportunity as well, so I look forward to attending more in the future.
How excited are you about the possibilities in the field, especially for increasing profitability and production and ethanol and advanced ethanol?
Oh, every year we get better and better at what we do, and so it's pretty exciting to see how small changes in the past are now being implemented in more and more ethanol plants, and how that you can see tangible results and see. And now as we move into second generation in ethanol, it's really cool because my background started off in second generation, so it's great to see that this is actually starting off and doing well.
How long have you been in the business?
I started Novozymes about 4.5 years ago, so it's about a long. Although I was in the beverage alcohol business before as a mixologist, as I mentioned. But
you've seen changes just in that short time, haven't you?
Oh, yes, definitely. In the short amount of time that I've been in the industry, I mean, every single year is different compared to market conditions and things like that. So some of them are cyclical, I believe, but you definitely need to know what's going on in the industry at the current time to fully understand what's happening.
All right, excellent. Well, great to meet you, Derek. I enjoyed your presentation, and I hope you enjoy the rest of your time here at FEW. Here at the Fuel Ethanol Workshop, I'm Cindy Zimmerman.